So Hare Krishna, I want to greet you all very, very much to the Govardhan retreat in the year 2008. I'm very, very glad to be with you, and I will talk a little bit more when it comes to presenting to you some meditations which we can do here on the roof in the auspicious presence of Giriraj. But for now I request you to just join with us in the kirtan, a kirtan where we have chosen a particular melody which we call the theme melody of the Govardhan retreats. So if you don't know them, this is this melody, it's a good time to learn it.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Amara. Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, we will now, according to the knowledge of a local astrologer, use this most auspicious time to start introducing the Govardhan retreat. It is at this time where Lord Krishna comes with the herds of cows back to Nandagram. It's this time when all the devotees come out who have been waiting for Krishna's darshan and assemble either on the road or on the rooftops or at the gates and entrances of the town to welcome and receive Krishna. Some Brahmin, local astrologer from Jatipur, said, "You can only start after 4:30. Recommended time is 4:45. So we are punctually on time. Not like all of you who came too late for the kirtan and can now start the Govardhan retreat. We will stay on the roof for 45 minutes, and these 45 minutes will be shared between Burijam Prabhu and Jagatarini and myself, where we will share with you the Dham Tattva, the knowledge of the holy Dham, and what you can achieve here in the land of jewels, what treasuries you can find. We will speak about Giriraj Maharaj and in general about transformational experiences. And then at 5:30 we will all go down into the temple, because the sun will rise in the temple at that time and set here, and listen to the different presentators explaining the content of their different seminars. At that time also our Madhavananda Prabhu, who is our beloved Shishu, our beloved young presentator. He's an old and seasoned presentator actually, but it's for the first time where he will be all the time lecturing in the Govardhan retreat, and in this sense it's new. He will also introduce his seminar. So I will now call upon Burijan Prabhu, and then Jagatarini Mataji, and then myself.
Om Aginatimirandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Saksu Sumilitan Zena Tasmai Sri Guru Venama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Zena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapanantikam. When thinking about Giriraj Govardhan, we naturally think of Giriraj's shelter. And when we think, and this is the perhaps the point of transformational experience, or the beginning point of transformational experience during the retreat, is that in this world there is such a lack of shelter, true shelter, and there is an abundance of false shelter. So the great change that must occur in the heart is that we have to take shelter of a place where shelter is truly given. And here we are at Giriraj, and as we develop our relationship with Giriraj, we will learn how wonderful Giriraj is. His presence is like a mountain, because he is a mountain, and a mountain is immovable. So therefore, if we can learn how to take shelter at all times, at any time, of Giriraj, then we will truly have achieved the shelter that we are longing for. So I just said that Giriraj is immovable because he's a mountain. How ironic, because we know that Giriraj indeed was moved. Moved by whom? Who? Yes, indeed, Krishna. And therefore he is known as Giridhari. I would like to, as my presentation, I would like to read something about the Leela of how Krishna became known as Giridhari. It is very sweet, and it begins with Krishna stopping the sacrifice that Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men were performing for Indra. And instead of worshipping Indra, Nanda Maharaj said, stop this sacrifice to Indra, and instead we should worship, who was our relationship actually with? It is with Govardhan, Giriraj, and it is with our cows, because the cows are our wealth. The cows actually maintain us. And Govardhan means he who he gives nourishment to the cows, also to the eyes, to the senses. So on Krishna's order, the people who are faithful to Krishna's words, they began to worship the cows with great love. The cows and the cowherd people of Nanda's Braja, They loved each other so dearly. King Nanda and his son Krishna are ideal exemplars of that love between the cowherd men, the cowherd people, the villagers of Braja, and the cows. The cows were worshipped and adorned with beautiful ornaments. Just think of how beautiful the herds of cows. Vrindavan is called Golok because it is the land of cows. And when one is surrounded by cows, one is immediately soothed due to their motherly nature. So the cows were worshipped and adorned with beautiful ornaments. They were fed and they were freely associating with their calves, and therefore their hearts were melting. They were filled with bliss. Still, even though they were filled with bliss when they were around their calves, it was the sight of beautiful Krishna that actually filled them with bliss. By seeing Krishna, the cows were ecstatic. Their horns were adorned with gold. The hoofs were adorned, covered with silver. Their forms were glorious with necklaces and tinkle, 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 jingling bells. The sounds, the beauty, the auspiciousness. The cows glistened with great splendor. Now Krishna approached the cows. Now, only when Krishna was out of the sight of the cows would the cows feel attraction for their own calves. Because when Krishna, beautiful Krishna, what is one element of beautiful Krishna? What does he look like? His eyes are like a lotus petal and they reach almost to his ears. Not like that, but in a beautiful, beautiful shape. And his hair is so curling and beautiful. And sweeter than the sweetest is his gentle smile. And his eyes move from here to there, capturing everyone, just like the bait of a hook captures the fish. Everyone is captured by the beautiful eyes of Krishna. So, when Krishna came before the eyes of the cows became wild with bliss. They felt as if Krishna had entered their hearts through their eyes. Then there was laughter everywhere. This is when the cows were being worshipped during the Govardhan Puja ceremony. There was laughter everywhere. Why? Why? Why was everyone laughing? Because they were so happy. Why were they so happy? Because it was so auspicious. There was the jingling of the cowbells. Everything was wonderful and beautiful. And Krishna was right in front of them. When the calves were taken from them, the mother cows would moo in great lament. When the calves would sometimes pull their mothers with their teeth, the mother cows would become distraught. And when the cowherd men would joke amongst themselves, they would laugh, everyone together. All glories to the flowing honey of laughter that would become manifest on the lotus flower of Krishna's face. That flowing honey would create a monsoon of intoxicating bliss. A monsoon. What happens during the monsoon season? A monsoon of bliss. It was flowing everywhere from Krishna's smiling face. the feeding of the cows was described in these words. O Krishna, please give the cows some grass and mix that grass with the touch of your lotus hand, with the lotus flower that is your hand. The sweet fragrance of that lotus will fill the cows with delight, and the grass will taste very sweet to them. And when it was time for the cows to take rest, this is the description. During the festival of Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Puja, the cowherd men had no power to keep all the cows. There were thousands of cows, millions of cows practically, to keep them all in one place. How was it possible to gather them together? Does anyone know? When Krishna played sweet music on his flute, that flute was more effective than millions of ropes, and it brought the cows under control. Nanda Maharaj performed the sacrifice. He gave away so much in charity, and then all the cows, all the residents of Vrindavan began to circumambulate Giriraj Govardhan. Do you think they went that way? Or do you think they went that way? This is the order that they performed the parikrama in. First were the white cows. It was like an ocean of white milk. Then the other cows. And then the Brahmins. Then the community leaders. Then their assistants. Then their wives. Then hundreds of teenage girls. Then maidservants. Then the artisans of various guilds. Then a host of all others. Everyone in Braja circumambulated Govardhan Hill. And to catch the people's eyes, the singers, the musicians, and the dancers and others cast a great net of songs about Krishna. In this way, because they caught everyone's attention, they became the most expert fishermen by singing songs about Krishna. The parrots are indicating that it's time for you to say something about the dumb or about the parrots.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarane. So we have all, or many of us, most of us, I think, have read the Krishna book. And in there we hear about this wonderful Govardhan festival, Govardhan Puja. And we hear how all the residents of Vrindavan brought their offerings to give to Govardhan at Krishna's request. He said, don't worship anyone else, don't rely on anyone else, don't depend on any demigods or any other powerful source of energy or assistance or support. Just worship Giriraj. And by worshipping Giriraj, he will take care of everyone. So the residents of Vrindavan bought their plates and their bowls and their baskets and everything else that they could bring from home, and they offered everything to Giriraj. And a wonderful, wonderful festival, Annakoot, took place. Then even as Krishna, as a small, young, 8-year-old boy, was standing there amongst them, and they were all looking at Giriraj, Giriraj manifested form, a personal form. And Krishna himself pointed out, look at Giriraj, he has become a person. You see how the birds are like a necklace around his neck. And he went on and he described this form that Giriraj manifests. And at the end, he explained to the people of Braj, he said, Giriraj has done this, so you will all understand that he is a person. So this is a little difficult for the ordinary minded person to come to a hill made of, we can see, trees, rocks, earth, and so forth, and understand that that hill is not an ordinary hill of this world, but is actually a person. And we've heard that, of course, that Krishna himself becomes Giriraj. He becomes, so Giriraj is worshipped in many places as Krishna himself. But also you can worship Giriraj in a different way. You can worship him as the greatest servant of Krishna, Haridas Avarja, the greatest servant. So as a servant of Krishna, Giriraj provides so many things. He provides caves for the boys and the gopis to hide in. He provides kunjas so that they can meet secretly. He provides water, glistening waterfalls and rivers, so that they have drinking water and so forth. And he provides grass for the cows. He provides so many things. And the things that he provides are not only for Krishna, but they're for Krishna's devotees as well. So Giriraj is famous amongst all the people of Braj, and now, of course, all over the world by Srila Prabhupada's arrangement, for his mercy. He's very merciful. So those of us who are coming here for the first time, it may take you a little while to accommodate to the concept that we're looking at a hill and we're speaking about a person, and we'll hear more about Giriraj throughout the retreat. But the reality is that, yes, you can see a hill here, but this hill, you'll see, if you go to Giriraj and you pray to him, if you pray, some people come here and they pray for their material life. They pray for something they need in their personal life. Some people pray for a deepening or an advancement in their spiritual life. And if you pray here very sincerely, you will perceive the reciprocation that's possible from Giriraj. And the more that you go to Giriraj in the mood that Giriraj is not just an ordinary rocky slope, but then the more you'll be able to experience the reciprocation that he provides. So he's Krishna himself, and yet he's a servant of Krishna. And as we heard, Govardhan, the name Govardhan, Vardhan means to nourish. So Govardhan nourishes. He nourishes the cows. Even today, I was walking just down here, and there were so many cows, and they were very quietly nurtured by the side of Giriraj. And countless, countless people walk around Giriraj every day. You see so many people. And on a Purnima, at the full moon day, there's so many people that it's like a super, super crowd of people all making this walk around Giriraj. So Giriraj nourishes. He nourishes our devotion. And those, of course, who live here in Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan, today's residents of Vrindavan, they think of Giriraj. They don't think of him as to pray to him. We have this mood of approaching him and asking. But they have an intimacy and they call him Baba. And they just say, we'll just go and ask Baba. He will take care of it. They have an intimate, loving mood of faith and closeness to Giriraj. So we're all somehow or other have been brought here by the mercy of Giriraj. Otherwise, how could we have come? So far away, some of us have come for the first time. Some people come every year because they're a little addicted to being by the side of Giriraj for some time. So I hope that everybody who's here has an experience of Giriraj's mercy. And one thing also, that the scent, the fragrance that you may smell from time to time, that smells a little like there are cows nearby, this comes from the fact that at Jatipur, just close to, in this village, there's a temple with a big, big, big Govardhan rock, and they bathe the rock daily in milk. So the milk comes down these drains as the Chanamrit comes down the drains, and so that's the milk. When the milk turns, it produces that kind of fragrance. So this is also another special aspect of Giriraj. All right, so I hope if anyone has any questions or anything that they have any curiosity about, then I think the best thing is to ask, or anybody who is speaking here can help you in any personal way. Thank you very much.
There is a mantra which we can all chant to Giriraj. It says, I offer my most respectful obeisances to Giriraj Govardhan, who has this name of nourishing the cows and the senses. He gives the greatest bliss and takes away all misery. Please repeat. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine. In this verse, there's maybe an answer to the question which Jagatarini posed and which lingers in the minds of all those who visit Giriraj. How can this mountain be a person? How can he be Krishna, who is described as having a beautiful face and earrings, a voice, a flute which reaches everywhere? How is Giriraj a person, please? He is a person because he reciprocates. When you approach a person, there will be a reaction, something which comes from him, a response. Giriraj's response to a sincere devotee is that he takes unlimited miseries from his heart and gives the devotees the greatest bliss. This is how he is a person. Let me say, how his personhood is even available to a newcomer who stumbles with almost spiritual blind eyes into the holy Dham. Giriraj has proven to many devotees that he has taken their miseries away and he has supplied the highest bliss of Krishna conscious realizations to him. And I do hope that many of you will come dancing out of the Govardhan retreat saying, yes, he is a person. I was so miserable, but I'm no longer. This a person can make you happy. A person can make you also miserable. So Giriraj, I hope, will make all of you Paramananda. Not just some ananda, paramananda, the highest bliss. However, and this I need to tell all of you, the way Giriraj gives his mercy and makes us paramananda, gives us paramananda, is sometimes very mysterious. It is very much equal to the way Krishna gives his mercy. Krishna doesn't give his mercy with only sunshine, cherries, strawberries and cream, whipped cream. It's sometimes a very special type of mercy which Krishna gives. Krishna's mercy is sometimes seen by taking away some illusions out of the heart to which we may cling. Yasya manugrinami harishya tattanam shanai. Krishna's mercy sometimes is seen when he comes with his lotus feet into our heart and destroys the misconceived notions, the conceptions, which we are still holding fast to. Desires for sense gratification, maybe. Krishna's mercy is both sweet and bitter. You can, most probably, you will experience both of these types of mercies. Be prepared. Both of these, bitter and sweet mercy, is equally beneficial. Sometimes when we only hear sweet talk about Krishna, I have only sweet, Krishna, 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 the prasadam was so good, I got such a good devotee wife, my money was not stolen, but I found extra money. This type of mercy is sometimes maybe not good. Today I had been given sweets by my cook because I was hungry, and afterwards, immediately, the stomach gave a sign that this was not good, and I had to fast because it has developed some diarrhea inside. For a conditioned soul who is still attached to illusions, Krishna must sometimes show his mercy by taking away the illusions so that the soul's digestive power increases. What this means is that the soul will be able to finally give up false shelter and take to the real shelter. This is not so easy. Your advancement, you can measure your advancement by how sincerely and expertly you give up false shelter and take only the shelter of Krishna. You can measure, you can see. There's a very lovely episode in the Brahmanda Purana connected with this special mercy of Krishna, who sometimes takes away from his devotees certain types of illusions. You know, the Govardhan Leela has one big spiritual subject. That is exclusive shelter. Krishna was disturbed that his dear devotees, the Brajavasis, worshipped Indra to get some of his goods. He was thinking in his mind, according to my statements in the Bhagavad Gita, you get that what you worship. So if I want these devotees to get Krishna consciousness, to just go to me, but if they worship a demigod, they will go to the demigod. They will not come to me. And Krishna didn't want this. Krishna wants his devotees to exclusively and single-mindedly take shelter in him alone. So he has his way how to teach this. He convinced Nanda Maharaj to take all the ingredients which were meant for the Indra Puja, and in the presence of a very disturbed and curious Indra, he directed the use of these worshipful paraphernalia to a rock. Not Indra. Indra, you will not be worshipped, a mountain will be worshipped. This was provocative, to say it in the very, very polite terms. Indra got wild. I mean, first this boy takes everything away from me, and then he tells the people who believe him that they should worship a mountain. What is Indra in comparison to a mountain? I'm so much better. And then Indra showed his anger. He brought all the clouds which are used to destroy the universe. These are not just some small pupus clouds. They are really the real thing. destructive terrorist clouds, or let us say universal cataclysm clouds. And Nanda Maharaj thought what most probably many of us have thought in their Krishna consciousness and what we will also think during the Govardhan retreat. Nanda Maharaj thought, ah, I knew it. I have listened to Krishna. I have taken shelter in Krishna. And this is the result. A deluge. Destruction is the result. Be honest with yourself, my dear devotees. Have you sometimes also seen how Krishna tests you? You surrender to him. You go on Sankirtan. You heard it's blissful. And then someone comes and shows you that the opposite of a blissful experience. You have come to Vrindavan. You heard it's the spiritual world. But you developed an incurable diarrhea. You are coming to the Govardhan retreat. You heard it's the most blissful experience, and you will experience the coldest night which you have ever experienced in your life. Hare Krishna. You have surrendered your life to Guru and Krishna. You heard after initiation all your karma is gone, and then you are 2 years in the hospital. Krishna will do this. Because he wants to lead you to very exalted understanding. Brahmananda Purana said when Nanda Maharaj had just directed all his citizens to worship the mountain and not Indra. And then when Indra retaliated by sending this deadly deluge, Nanda Maharaj for a moment thought, oh, what have I done? And he went back into his house, he got out his scriptures, found the Indra Stava, it's a prayer to Indra, and started to chant it. My God, I was a fool. I better get right now, get things right and pacify Indra. For a moment, this is what the Leela Shakti arranged. Nanda Maharaj thought, I have to save my people from giving everything to Krishna. I have to go back to the old ways which we have learned. I will chant the Indra Stava. Now, this Indra Stava is chanted, my dear devotees, when there's either no rain, when people are dying from what is called a drought, or the Indra Stava is also chanted when there is a deadly monsoon which drowns you. So Nanda Maharaj started Indra Samudbhavaha Indra the best, you are the best, and so on and so forth. All of a sudden the door opened and there was Krishna. This is very beautiful face, his lotus eyes, the curly hair, and his eyes were not very pleased. They were red with anger. He looked at Nanda Maharaj and said, who is Indra? He is a mere insect in comparison to me and Giriraj. Come, father, stop your Indra Stava and see what I will do. Then Krishna went. Some Purana said he manifested a tunnel to make sure he would come right under the center of Giriraj. And then he lifted Giriraj as a soothing umbrella which protected the Brijbasis from the rain which came from above, which soaked them inside the umbrella. It soaked them. They became wet. But with the Amrita of Krishna's darshan, the nectar of Krishna's darshan, we will hear about this, how they forgot all hunger and thirst during these 7 days by just looking at Krishna. It's a beautiful form. Now Krishna had achieved what he wanted to achieve. He had tested his devotees, exclusive surrender, and he had shown them that I can take care of everything you need. Just go to me. My dear devotees, your spiritual life will have these two patterns. You will start your spiritual life in earnestness, and then your sincerity in spiritual life will be tested, severely tested by Krishna's mercy, so that at the end of the test you will see, I got it, I surrendered to Krishna, I'm just taking care of Krishna, I'm just being taken care of Krishna. Please believe me, I'm saying this out of deep conviction and deep study of the Shastra. I was tested during this time in Braj, like I have not been tested before in Vrindavan about my exclusive surrender. There were times when waves of pain went through me so strong that I felt I could levitate. At that time, I just said, I will continue to chant Hare Krishna. I know you're testing me, but I believe that you are wanting to give me the greatest treasure. I believe in you. And Krishna cured me so that I'm now with you at the Govardhan retreat. He made an arrangement. He sent even an airplane and a hospital called Bhaktivedanta and everything. Everything, full narcosis, everything for free and highly effective. So, my dear devotees, sometimes spiritual life is not this all this bliss, 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 and diarrhea afterwards. Sweet, 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 sweets, and then all no formation, no shape, no real shelter, no real Krishna consciousness. Just talk, talk, talk. Krishna spiritual life is a formative process. It's a process where you are shaped, where you are brought into the right mood by Krishna's mercy. It's not so easy to just be a Paramananda Vaishnav Thakur. We have to leave some weight behind, some kilos of nonsense, which we have obtained since many lifetimes. And the real mercy of Krishna happens when these attachments are taken away from us, when these illusions are taken away. That's the real mercy of Krishna. When he takes the anchors away, the things which will take care that you take birth lifetime after lifetime. The real mercy is when Krishna's lotus feet come in your heart. You say, my Lord, it's a heart, your feet, you are pressing the illusions away, but thank you for coming. Thank you. I now realize you are my only shelter. No one else can help me in this situation. You are there. And when you then turn to Krishna, your spiritual life starts in earnestness. Giriraj Govardhan wants exclusiveness. The whole leela, the whole pastime is to direct your mind to Krishna exclusively. This is what you can learn in the Govardhan retreat. You can practice to absorb your mind in taking shelter in Krishna's feet. And if you do this, even when you are tested, even when things are not so pleasant, even if this night should be a little cold, I don't know, maybe, then you will get the real treasures. Then Krishna smiles and he will feel, oh, you are my exclusive devotee. Oh, I'm so so obliged to you. Oh, I just... And he will give you everything. Everything. Paramananda Daini. The highest bliss of full Krishna realization. Just tolerate the little test. Go through that which wins Krishna's heart so that he thinks, here is my tested devotee. Here is my devotee who clings to my shelter. Here is my devotee whom I wish to give all the mercy I can give. I want to introduce to you five rules which I feel will help you very much during the Govardhan retreat. This is something from the transformational thoughts. We always say that, and we always experience when we go to to the Govardhan retreat, that a transformation of the heart takes place. What does this mean? Transformation means that you get some new experience, some new Krishna conscious realization, something which you will really treasure, a treasure which is there. I'm sure Giriraj has for each one of you a treasure box where it says, this is for Radha Raman, this is for Madayanti, this is for Gaurahari, this is for Mahabhagavat Prabhu, this is for Burijan Prabhu. There's a treasure box for Madhavananda, very big, very full, for Vrinda Devi, for Christopher. And it has a name on that. He wants to give it to you. But you must go to the place where he is ready to give it to you. See, most of us always do the same things, and we will get during our life more of the same results. Most of us are people of the habits, limited by our habits of acting and our habits of thinking. Most of us are, let me make this for you graphically a little bit easy, operating within the limited circle of our limited actions and limited thoughts. We never come out of here. We never come out. If we hear about Krishna consciousness, we make Krishna, we pull whatever we hear, the information here inside, and make it a trifling matter, the information. We try to bring it in our world. We try to compare it with the knowledge we have so far. We try to analyze it with the mind and our rational faculties. We are always, we are people who walk in a central jail of our mind and our body and our karma. We are jailhouse residents. So during a retreat, we try to move a little bit towards our limits. We try to go to a place where we usually don't go. We try to chant our best rounds. We try to have good association. We try to live simple and eat simple. And we go here a little bit to our limits. Don't make too much of an effort, but make a small effort where you go a little bit out of the center of your ordinary life. And then, my dear devotees, something happens. Krishna will see, this devotee searches for me. This devotee really wants me. This devotee really invests in me. And then he will come and with his mercy take you and bring you beyond your limitations. Isn't that what we all have experienced when we do devotional service? We do a little, we make an extra effort, and all of a sudden, mysteriously, we are taken by the hand and pulled into an area where impossible doesn't exist for us, where miracles happen in our lives. So, in order for you to go into this, I want to give you 5 tips from experience of doing retreats and teaching them all over the world. And for those of you who take notes, this is a good time to take notes, but you might only note it in your mind. It's just a recommendation. The first is be willing to enter into a new space. Just be willing to, okay, this is the Govardhan retreat. I will just participate in it and will take part in the programs, in the aratiks, in the whatever the programs is, it will be announced. Enter this new space. Welcome in the world of the Govardhan retreat. The second is commit yourself to a few new acts which you might not ordinarily do. Like, for instance, serving Vaishnavas, making a special, I know we all serve Vaishnavas, but making a special effort, listen to the classes with full attention, and do acts which you usually don't do. Challenge yourself a little bit. Maybe some of you might like to take up the challenge, well, early to bed, early to rise. I know many of us live in the congregation, and early to bed is not possible in the West, and early to rise is just a pious hope, but it never happens. So that you might take up some new activities. Maybe eat less, or maybe eat more, something which brings you into a new space, which makes you new. Then I would encourage you, this is a little advanced, but you are all, some of you are older devotees, and I see many people who have a spark in their eyes, that is, they are not bored with life, but they are really ready to get into it. Think new thoughts. Program your mind. Well, I heard this in the lecture of Burijan Prabhu, and then tell it to someone else. New thoughts. New program your mind a little bit. And then finally, now this sounds heavy, but what can I do? My name is, I come from Germany. Die to live. Give something up which is disturbing you in your life, which is maybe you talk always prajalpa, or you like to talk negatively about others, or obviously the bad things. Give something up to live a new life. And then, fifth principle, if you make a new discovery, live it immediately. Follow it. If you find out chanting is nice, chant more. If you find out Krishna Katha is nectar, speak Krishna Katha. If you make some new discovery, live it. Be with it. Stay with it. Don't let it go and slip. So, Hare Krishna. I will end with one sentence about Dham Tattva. Once Prabhupada said, what is the benefit of going to Vrindavan? He was asked this question, I'm sorry. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked the question, what is the benefit of going to Vrindavan? And he said, it gives you the impetus to go back home, back to Godhead. Impetus is a push. It's a force which you didn't have before, but which now comes to your aid and moves you onwards. I'm very, very confident that you all will find this impetus. I believe you have already found the impetus by just looking at Giriraj. Poof, that's a strong push to the spiritual dimension, no? Shamika Rishi, we feel, here is a divine presence. An undeniable divine presence. So, we have now reached the evening hours. I'm sorry to have been a little longer than I have told everyone be short, and I have shamelessly broken the own rule.
But at least you spoke sweetly.
I don't know how sweet I spoke. I think I wanted to speak encouraging, and I wanted to make this point. Please, my dear devotees, know that Krishna's special mercy happens when there will be a little test, and when you turn towards him in that time, and when all of a sudden you will find, oh, Krishna now comes into my heart and makes the arrangements. He has now developed faith in me. Krishna also needs to develop faith in you. In your seriousness. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bol.